I'm going to take the cordial. But tell me the story back with as much detail as you can.
Okay, Baldwin meets Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was the wrong man. It wasn't Jimmy at all. It was another man that stood in Jimmy's place for 20 years to meet Bob. Bob said, "You're not Jimmy. You're someone else." But Jimmy had changed over the years. Maybe he had got a face, plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Possibly. But he wasn't Jimmy at all. So Bob seen him as a light once he struck his match with the lighted cigar and shook his hand. But he somehow twisted the story. He said, "Well, let's go around the corner." Strange man, I believe, because you're not Jimmy at all, Bob said. You know, the man didn't mind going around the corner to smoke a cigar to meet the other strange man that he had come along and grew up with, supposedly. But he didn't grow up with him. Jimmy did, Bob said. And the police went on his merry way because they seemed to be all right. There wasn't no fussing and cursing going on. Just two strangers happened to meet. One was looking for the other one, and the other one just happened to be there. The other one just happened to show up in the place, and he wasn't there. He wasn't the person at all.
It's close to you because I hope it's picking you up.
He showed up in the place of Jimmy, but he wasn't Jimmy. And somehow him and Bob got along all right. They walked off, they had to, because they walked away together. There's nothing wrong with meeting a strange person on the street. You know, if their mind is in the right place at the right time. But walking off and walking around the corner to meet someone else would seem kind of odd, you know, to walk off with anyone and you don't know, unless they, you know, just happened to hit it off from that point on. But ain't nobody asked for no justification. Who you were, they just said, "You're just not Bob. I mean, no, you're not Jimmy," Bob said. Mm-hmm. You know. That's about it.
That's it? Okay. Next, I want you to tell me a story. Think of a childhood story with at least three people in it.
A childhood story of these three people.
Yeah, and
they want
to talk up
some. I can tell you a lot of childhood stories.
All I want is one.
That's all you want is one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Me, my brother, and my sister. My sister is older than me and my brother. We used to sit out there and play games in front of the house, play Chew the Pig. Right, my sister would have us. Play Chew the Pig. And I would get some change, maybe from my grandma, both of me and my brother. And I would throw it that, you know, I used to hide my change from my brother, a year and a half older than me. I would call myself hide my change from him. But he was a lot aggressive than me. Hide my change from him, I would always hide my change with him. And I would give him in the morning to go to the ice and tell him the change be gone. And he would tell me that if the boogerman got our money, or the mice ate our chain, but he had already spent it before I got enough. You know, and it just dawned on me as I grow older, all this time, I was hiding my money from him, but I was hiding it with him. He's been getting over on me all them years. But that's my problem. You live and you learn.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to tell you a short story, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Okay,
this is the story. While a woman was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell me the story.
The lady got some groceries, went to the counter to pay for it, but she dropped her wallet along the way. She returned the grocery back to where she got it from and went home. By the time she got home to get in the house, the little girl had found her wallet, gave her a call, and reported that she had found her wallet. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Okay. Now remember the story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me later. Okay. Now I'm going to run you through some memory exercises. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some numbers, and you repeat it back to me. Okay? 582. Repeat it back to me.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
591-7428.
417-9386.
497-7286.
Okay. 581.
581.
581-92647.
581-9287. Mm-hmm.
382-95174.
382-95784.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. I want you to tell it to me backwards. Okay? 2-4.
2-4-2.
Uh-huh. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-6-2.
Mm-hmm. 4-1-5.
1-5-1-5-4.
Mm-hmm. 3-2-7-9.
2-3-2-7-9. Mm-hmm. 2-2-3-7-9-9-7.
Okay. 4-9-6-8.
8-9-6-8-9-8-6. Put 2 9s in there.
Hmm?
I put 2 9s in there. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, where's my stopwatch? For this exercise, I want you to name as many items as you can in 1 minute. Let's see. Okay. I want you to name as many foods, anything that you can eat in 1 minute.
Anything
you can eat. Name as many as you can think of. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
A grape, a banana, a piece of orange, a slice of apple, a grape banana, a piece of orange, and a cherry.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a grape banana.
Keep naming some foods, any type of foods.
A slice of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
No, there ain't no food.
Mm-hmm, keep going. Any type, anything you can eat.
Slice of watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of nectarine. A piece of papaya. A piece of cantaloupe. A slice of honeydew melon. A piece of pear. Some cranberry apples. A peach.
Anymore? Okay. Now this time, name as many animals as you can in 1 minute.
Animals?
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
A dog, a cat, an elephant, a monkey, a giraffe, a horse, a pony, a cow, a chicken, a rooster, a duck, alligator, snake, water buffalo, a camel. I'm getting stuck all these animals I know. I mean, a lion, tiger, a cheetah, a leopard, a panther, a ape, a raccoon, a possum, a squirrel.
Any more?
Not bear.
Any more?
Plenty of animals.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, now, last one is name as many items that you find in the kitchen as you can. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
A pot, a pan, a spoon, a spatula, a fork, a knife, a can opener, a cup, a glass, a plate.
Keep going.
I gotta find in the kitchen. That's just about it.
You need some more. You're rolling.
A fork.
Okay, keep going. I need 1 minute.
Name spatula.
Mm-hmm.
A slicer.
Mm-hmm.
A cheese
mm-hmm.
cutter. Meat cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Find the kitchen. The stove.
Mm-hmm.
The oven. The shelf.
Any more?
The refrigerator.
Any more?
The microwave, man, that we got one.
Any more?
Okay. No. Baker's rack.
Okay. Any more?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Good. Okay, this is the last exercise. You see the first line, part one?
Mm-hmm.
Read that off as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Out loud, though.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. Good. Well, that's the exercise. I want you to start there and read it across as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to time you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, and green. Red, green, blue, and yellow. Yellow, green, blue, and red.
Okay, good. Okay. Now see the part two?
Yeah.
Tell me, go across and tell me what colors those circles are.
Okay. Yeah, gray, blue, black, and red.
Okay. So that's what I want you to do. Go across, and as fast as you can, tell me what color each circle is.
Okay.
Okay, and go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Part three. And this one, instead of reading it across, I want you to tell me what color the word is printed in.
Okay. The brown printed in green, the orange printed in black, the gray printed in the green printed in gray, and the yellow printed in blue.
Uh-huh. So that's what I want you to do. For this one, go across and as fast as you can, tell me the color that the word is printed in. Blue, red, green, yellow, and
all right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
The red printed in blue, the blue printed in red, the yellow printed in green, the green printed in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The blue printed in green, the yellow printed in, I mean the green printed in yellow, the yellow printed in green, the red printed in blue. Green printed in red printed in blue, blue printed in yellow, green printed in blue, red printed in yellow, yellow printed in red, red printed in green, and green printed in blue. Green printed in blue, blue printed in red, red printed in yellow, and yellow printed in green. Blue printed in red, green printed in blue, and yellow, I mean blue printed in yellow, and red printed in red.
Okay, good. Remember the story about the woman and the groceries?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story one more time?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
The woman was at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
As she went to the counter, she dropped her wallet on her way to pay for the food. She got up to the counter, realized she didn't have her wallet. So she returned the food back to the rightful place. Went home, the little girl called her on the phone and told her that she found her wallet.
Okay. That's it. Okay, the last thing is I want you to sign off on the receipt. Just sign your name there, but that's the thing you've accepted.
Yeah, okay, signature.
Yeah, just sign it. And you get a copy of that as well.